This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live via the magic of radio and from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877, where'd it go? 877-807-4048. 877-807-4048. I'm actually saying that for my own benefit as well, so maybe I'll memorize it. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Some of the more deeper, you know, I'm very pleased that here at Genesis Communications we use Town Hall for our news, because the people at Town Hall are pretty good. They're pretty good. Matt Vespa, Katie Pavlich. Katie Pavlich weighed in on El Presidente and some of his stuff, because he also wanted to make sure that you knew that this was not going to be, you know, he's not, it isn't a slippery slope. They listen to him. Don't listen to me.
Contrary to the claims of what some gun rights proponents have suggested, this hasn't been the first step in some slippery slope to mass confiscation. Contrary to claims of some presidential candidates apparently before this meeting, this is not a plot to take away everybody's guns.
But at the same time, those guns that he's talking about, he's not going to take away. And the people that he claims he's not going to disarm will be vilified by him, by his cohorts in the media. And did you hear the condescension coming from him? It was that was also quite telling. Now, he said today background checks are required at gun stores. If a father wants to teach his daughter how to hunt, he can walk into a gun store, get a background check, purchase his weapons safely and responsibly. This is not seen as an infringement on the Second Amendment, contrary to the claims of what some gun rights proponents have suggested. This hasn't been the first step in some slippery slope to mass confiscation. You pass a background check, you purchase a firearm. Now, there are a great many guns out there today that are in the hands of people that they bought without background checks, because they bought them prior to the background check system coming into play. Huh. And background checks are a relatively new thing. They've only been around since, what, 95, 96? Nothing old about it. The background check system hasn't been updated. He's going to pay to update that. I don't know where he's going to get the money, but he's paying to update it. Last October, he also repeated the claim that he isn't looking to take anybody's guns away at the International Association of Chiefs of Police Conference in Chicago. Now, that, he's leaving out the caveat. He's saying he's not out there to take out anybody's guns or take away anybody's guns. But there is a class of guns that he does not like. He does not like semi-automatic rifles that are fed with a magazine. He does not like semi-automatic pistols that are fed with a magazine. He would be quite okay with the Australian method, the Australian solution, where recently they have decided to include in their ban a lever-action shotgun that holds 7 rounds, because you can run that lever so fast it's almost like a machine gun, you see. So it's all about feelings. It's all about this. It's all about, you know, his party, his the president, the Democratic Party. Okay. And let me make this perfectly clear. I'm not giving the Republicans are on their best day lackadaisical, but they do not, while they're not doing anything about the Democrats, they're not doing anything proactive to try to take our rights away right now. They should be fighting for them, and they lose a lot of points with me for not fighting for these rights, but that's all beside the point. Wherever there are Democrats in charge, we see them taking away the rights of people. In California, new law has gone into effect, minority report law, where somebody can go and petition the court to have somebody else's guns confiscated or prevent them from buying them, or if they feel the person could be a threat to the public. They already had that in place. They had something called Code 5150. Code 5150 was in place. Now, the language in that particular law in California regarding immediate family members is vague. And like the Obama administration policy of integrating terror no-fly lists into background checks, there are questions about due process. The provision of the law says that when the restraining order is issued, law enforcement can confiscate legal firearms for 21 days. However, you can't get any form of recourse or redress or try to get your guns back until you can get before a judge. They've already taken your guns away from you. This is the way the law says it's supposed to work. To request a firearms restraining order, a petitioner has to tell the court why they believe someone presents a danger to themselves or others because they are in possession of a gun or intend to get one. The petitioner also has to explain why a restraining order is necessary to keep the subject of the order from harming anyone. You don't need a gun to harm somebody. A flower pot will do. A 4-foot-long piece of clothesline will do nicely. The weapon is all that your possible would-be assailant's imagination is his limit. Whatever he can imagine and however he can fashion it in his mind and then actually put it into play physically, that is all the stuff he can hurt you with. So taking away a gun is not a guarantee. Taking away guns is not a guarantee. Actually, I would think it would agitate somebody more. If there was somebody out there that was actually intending to do you harm and you go out there and get him in trouble with the cops and have stuff taken away from him, probably going to be angry about that. Coming out of the gun owners of California, and California said we have no more loopholes. They have already tried and done everything regarding gun control. It's a knee-jerk reaction that would do nothing to prevent the incident that inspired it. Immediate family members can include blood relatives and people that are not blood relatives. It also includes anyone who has within the last 6 months regularly resided in the same household. And additionally, the court documents state that even if you don't have the necessary relationship, you may notify law enforcement of a potential problem, and an officer could investigate and file a petition for the order. So it's become the Stasi, the gun control Stasi in California. This is what the Democrats bring. You don't have any rights. You don't have any needs. We'll tell you what you get. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
47,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You have the ninjas in the chat room. They send you nice pictures of really crazy builds of guns. I was just looking at one of Desert Eagles. Oh, yeah. For those of you that are wondering, oh, by the way, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. We'll get you right into the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio. The ATF is a pamphlet online that will enlighten us and give us guidance to help understand When one of us is granted permission to buy or sell firearms, in the pamphlet you can find phrases such as persons who are engaged in the business of dealing in firearms. Or you will find a license if you repetitively buy and sell firearms with the principal motive of making profit. Or occasional sales of firearms from your personal collection, you do not need to be licensed. This is actually coming. This is actually coming from in a sublime moment where I was being asked if something's unconstitutional, how can you be charged for that? That's the thing. Nothing changed. Right now, the ATF, their regulations state that occasional sales that have nothing to do. How's it? Occasional sales of firearms from your personal collection, you do not need to be licensed. Problem solved. Goes on to say that persons who are engaged in the business of dealing in firearms is a person who devotes time, attention, and labor to dealing in firearms as a regular course of trade or business. The question can be asked, who's to decide what any of this means? Who is accountable? Well, I think it pretty much explains itself. It's fairly plain language. It's not something that has to, you know, we can get out there and debate the meaning of each. What do we mean when we say persons? What do we mean when we say who and are? What do we mean by that? Obama's New Year's regulations on firearms all involve the financial aspects of the firearms trade. It's a little odd that there's nothing included in the new regulations that limits the government's role, only inflating the efforts of government and adding more spending to dictate who can buy and sell firearms. This is a 15-page simplified pamphlet of who the government allows to buy and sell guns. It's longer than the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence combined. It is so vague that most scholars would get trapped in it. And this is all just more weight to your already grotesquely obese government. It will continue to grow. Its waistline will continue to expand. The belt that is bulging, you know, the muffin tops that are bulging below and above will eventually obscure the belt, and you'll just see a line. It is not slowed down. It is not regressed in any way, shape, or form. Our knight in shining armor. Speaker for the House, Paul Ryan, has started the new year with a bill that will revoke spending for Obamacare and Planned Parenthood, which in return will be used as nothing more than toilet paper and the Obama bathroom in the White House. As for Obama, he has a perceived complete victory because when he gathered everyone's attention in announcing his plans to completely disregard the pusillanimous Congress and pass his gun control measure, the joke's on him. So, now, here's what I will say regarding this. There's a test you can do if you want to, and I'm probably most people have already done it, okay? There's a test, and this is going to be my benchmark. I do not draw lines in the sand, okay? I'm much too strategic for this. I believe in Sun Tzu. I believe in the art of war. So I don't draw lines in the sand. However, I do set my benchmark. And here is a benchmark for us to set. This needs to be rescinded. Right now, I'm the only presidential candidate, and I know everybody thinks I have this love affair going on with Donald Trump, which I don't. But the only one who's saying he's going to rescind it is Trump. Now, you have to ask yourself what it is you're looking for in the president. But keep all of that. Because it's a waste of our time. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of my time to both complain and at the same time chase this delusional phantom of hope that government is going to arrest themselves from continuing to expand. Republicans are big government people too. And big government benefits politicians. It doesn't benefit you or I. it benefits politicians. If you wanted to see, if you wanted to see a politician that was truly a small government politician, he would go in there. Now, we would lose him soon because he would get in there and he would say, here in the upstate of South Carolina, we have one guy named Bob Inglis. And he said he believed in term limits. He believed in being in three terms in the House. So he runs, he got in, he was in there for 6 years, and he quit. Somehow or other, he changed. Then he came back, got back in Congress, and then he believed that he had been wrong the whole time. And he went all Lindsey Graham on all of us, and then he got deposed by Trey Gowdy, who has now decided to back Marco Rubio, Amnesty International. So for me and you to sit around and discuss what these guys need to do in order to bring the country back, it's, I'm going to vote. I'm going to do all the exercises in the Republic and all the civic-minded exercises out there that I can possibly get my hands on. And at the same time, I keep my equipment close. I keep my weapon loaded. And when the balloon goes up, if something pops, I'm in it. I'm not going to be caught unaware. I'm not going to be caught looking around like, what to do, what to do. Because there's going to be a lot of people like that. And there's going to be a lot of dead people. The ones who are not ready for it to get bad, it's going to be really bad for them. You know, if you want to use a yardstick here. There's 134 million supposed gun owners here in the United States with only 13 million concealed carry permits that they say we know about. Let's add another 3 or 4 million people that carry in these constitutional carry states. You got 16 million. That's a little more than 10% of the gun owners here in the United States that carry guns. I know in some states it's virtually impossible to do, but in most of them, it is shall issue. In most of them, it is shall issue. Some of them may carry, like I said, and not have any sort of a permit or anything, but we don't know about them. But, you know, when you're talking about preparedness, if things get bad, one of the very key items to have, besides having water and first aid and some food, a gun will come in handy. Oh, yeah. A gun will come in handy. When we get back, Barack Obama thinks that felons can just go online and go to Bud's Gun Shop and buy a gun and have it delivered to their house. And he's a constitutional law professor. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because simply safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sometimes I wonder if there were no anti-gunners in power, could I just do a show about good stuff about guns? I think the answer would be yes. I think it would be a very good show to do, but that's all beside the point. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This will get you into the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. When you're dealing with liberals, you're always going to come to that facepalm moment. Always going to come to that. And as they try to push their gun control agenda, well, they've made plenty of mistakes already. They've made plenty of mistakes already for somebody that's actually an astute student of what is and is not legal and what does and does not happen. You know, his executive actions reiterated law, basically, which is all he could do to begin with, despite all the panic buying. But we get this on Twitter. coming from the POTUS, President of the United States. A violent felon can buy the exact same weapon over the internet with no background check, no questions asked. I don't know what weapon we're talking about. I would imagine it's the AR. No, Mr. President, you cannot, nobody can buy a weapon over the internet and have it delivered. You can't do it. You can, okay, let me explain to you how this goes. Okay, say you go to Bun's Gun Shop, Gun Broker, Guns America, any of these places out there that they're entities where you are buying a gun and it's at a distant location, not in your state. That gun will have to originate from an FFL. If you buy it, you will pay for it. Then that person on that end will ship it to an FFL on your end, to a gun shop with a federal firearms license on your end. Then they will call you and say, hey, so-and-so, your gun came in today. Then you will go to that gun shop where you will then take a background check, unless you are a South Carolina concealed weapon permit holder, in which case you don't have to take squat. Lars Dalside of the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action told townhall.com, any sale from any licensed dealer has to go through a background check. It doesn't matter if he's selling the firearm at a store, online, or at a gun show. When it comes to online sales, guns can only be transferred to the buyer via a federally licensed firearms dealer. That's the law. Now, Bud's Gun Shop, which prides itself as the number one online retailer of firearms in the world, also noted that shipping your purchase to a local firearms licensed dealer in order for a background check to be conducted is necessary for making the transaction legal. Legal in all accordance to all state and federal laws. FFL dealers make online purchases legal, and without them, as Bud's tutorial video notes, the whole process wouldn't be possible. The fact that Bud's Gun Shop has a tutorial video on there is a clear-cut indicator of how many new gun buyers there are that don't know anything about them. As for criminals who might go online to buy a gun, very unlikely. They don't go to Gander Mountain. They don't go to Academy Sports or Cabela's. And they require the same thing that you would have to. They can order. Yes, they can get on there and order a gun online. Yeah, they can. But it has to come to a FFL, and then they have to go through the background check. So it makes the trip. They're out the money, but they can't buy it. They can't pick it up. So, you know, there was even a University of Chicago study that, you know, I know this is going to be a shocker to you, but criminals avoid legal venues when it comes to obtaining a gun. They don't want to go anywhere legally. They don't want to even come close to it. They want somebody to buy it for them. They want to buy it from the black market. They want to kick in a car window and steal it, whatever. So, these executive orders, they're not going to stop two things. They're not going to stop regular gun commerce. As a matter of fact, they have stimulated regular gun commerce. I almost have to believe that Remington and Ruger and Smith & Wesson are doing secret payoffs to President Barack Obama because he has sure driven their stocks through the ceiling. I was accused of drinking too early in the morning when I made that postulation earlier today. They're not going to stop regular gun commerce, and they're not going to stop, as they call it, gun violence. This is an exercise in rhetoric, rearranging the deck chairs, if you will. If you, you know, looking to the solution to gun violence as it is, you know, if we took out Baltimore, if we were to take out Baltimore, most of New Jersey, all of New York City and all of Chicago out of the equation, and then look at our murder rate, just those cities. If we were to look at our murder rate now, it would be a fraction of what it is today. Those are all liberal strongholds. They're all run by liberals, including New Jersey. I don't care that Christie is there. You know, I know he's running around right now trying to be Mr. Second Amendment, but that's part of the costume party, the candidate costume party. So, tired of the condescension. I know it's not going to go away. I'm tired of the emotions tugging at people. I saw the president with the tears going down his face and everything as the people in front of him were holding up pictures of children that died. There is no answer for them. There's no going back. There's no stopping it. There's no making it any better. I'm tired of the emotional game. When I was in the military, I did not have time for the emotional. I didn't have the luxury of getting emotional in the military. I had a job to do. Everybody with me had a job to do. And we pursued it and prosecuted it with as little emotion as we possibly could. Sometimes there might have been some anger, you know, some intensity. But it wasn't... It was never like it is here. I'm being asked if Christie's in Greenville tonight. I have no idea. I don't follow Big Boy. The timing of this announcement in the eighth and final year of the Obama administration demonstrates political exploitation and a fundamental lack of seriousness. He could have gone after this in the first 2 years of his presidency. One thing is for certain, though. Gun sales are kicking it right now. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Got a very interesting proposition for you. Very interesting proposition for you. Well, first of all, though, let's give out the call-in number. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048, gets you into the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you still by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, since he's going to spend his final year with a very keen focus on undermining our Second Amendment as much as he can possibly do it, since the three that would replace him, Clinton, Sanders, and O'Malley, that hope to secure the Democratic presidential nomination, have all made it very clear they intend to make pushing gun control a key part of their platforms, since there are governors like Cuomo, McAuliffe, and Malloy who've made it a point to heavily restrict the gun rights of their citizens with varying degrees of success. And, of course, since there's a very large number of anti-gun Democrats in the House and in the Senate that demand even more aggressive attacks on the right to bear arms, let's take a look at the hypocrisy, shall we? Let's consider just for a moment. Maybe this is all fantasy. Maybe I don't know. Maybe something was cooked into my dinner. Because these folks are all, every single one of them, public servants. And hypocritically, some of them demand, some of them are given by default. All of them, though, have one thing in common. They all have armed security with the same firearms they would take away from their constituents. Should they be allowed to have that? Should they only be allowed to have less lethal means, such as tasers and chemical sprays, and forced to live as they would have you live, as those that they represent would have to live? Politicians are not a special class of people here in these United States. They're not really supposed to be. As much of them would like to believe that they are not. I know a few. They're people. They're humans. They don't jump into their pants. They don't do a gainer and land in their pants with both legs at one time. It's just not doable. Those politicians who want to gut the Second Amendment rights of their citizens simply should not be afforded protections. They should deny others. They should be forced to live as we live. They should be forced to be in Obamacare, for that matter. They're not in Obamacare. They've exempted themselves from that. There are some that will pay lip service to it. Donald Trump, once again, has gotten out there and said, well, get rid of your armed bodyguards then. Everybody else just sits back and goes, oh, Donald, don't say that. That's just not the right way to say it. That's not the right thing to say to the president, to the former Secretary of State. That's just not what you do. If they had to live the way you live, I think their attitude might change. I might be wrong, but I think their attitude might change. Now, we don't have, you know what, instead of doing this, let me do this. Coming out of a web publication called TechCrunch, which I look at all of the tech industry as anti-gun. I look at all of it. TechCrunch decided to look at the smart gun push. And what they came out with is interesting, because this is coming from tech people. Really, truly, and they raise a very interesting point. Okay? Very interesting point. First of all, they realize it's impossible to produce a smart gun that gun buyers would actually purchase in large numbers because of the technology. Right now, biometric, let's talk biometric. I have an iPhone that has a biometric scanner on the big home button. And it's supposed to scan and open my phone up immediately. It sometimes does it, sometimes it doesn't. It's also subject to, maybe you'll have Wi-Fi. Maybe you'll have some sort of Wi-Fi transmitter in it that it has to become its own hotspot in order for all everything to work. It's taking a gun, which is an incredibly simple machine when you think about it. The only thing that I can compare a gun to is an ink pen. When the tip of the ink pen is out, it will write. When it is not out, it will not write. As long as it has ink, it will write. Very simple machinery. Getting out there and trying to make it something where it actually becomes decisive, or where it actually has options, or where it might have to choose, is not in the cards. Then they make another thing, and I wish I had thought of this. I'd never thought of this, especially here in the Southeast. Around here, a lot of times cops get killed with their own guns. Perhaps the only one should be thinking about having smart guns would be cops. So, you know, that would actually, smart guns for cops. And this is stupid. I know it's stupid. Cops are never going to take a smart gun. And I don't blame them. There's no electronic technology that is 100% reliable. I have a state-of-the-art MacBook Pro 15-inch now that works the majority of the time. The show that runs the computer works the majority of the time. The Comrex works most of the time. But they break. They don't have any moving parts, and yet they go down. I don't even know how that happens. So, Smart guns, this push on smart guns, this is going to fail. Plus, with gun culture 2.0 coming behind us, behind me, behind people like that. Hello, Big Polly. Big Polly joins the chat room. Gun culture 2.0 is not interested in smart guns. They want pump shotguns. They want Glocks. They want AR-15s. They want all the stuff. They're fascinated by it. They want to check it out. They want to run it. Getting out there and having a gun that you have to charge a battery on and then make sure you've got your Wi-Fi signal set up and make sure the password is right just isn't going to appeal to them. They'll take that on their phone. They'll take that on their tablet. They do not want it in the gun. Plus, won't guns become obsolete faster that way? If they have CPUs and such? Oh. It's pie in the sky. It is pie in the sky. Some of these politicians have seen Judge Dredd, you know, with Sylvester Stallone when he was Judge Dredd, or they've seen Skyfall, and they've seen the biometric thing, and they're like, why can't this work? Yes, that's a good idea. That is proof of concept for them. And then what do we have? We have Armatrix or whatever they call it, and it doesn't work. It won't even run a full magazine of 10 rounds of 22 caliber, long rifle caliber. I mean, who wants to carry that as their primary defense caliber? It's better than nothing, but not by much. Having said that, I don't want to be shot with it, but, you know, 9mm is my threshold. 9mm is my lowest threshold. That's as low as I'm going to go. Then from there, I jump to 45. Ooh, 45. Even if the public were to warm up to smart guns, the criminals are still going to use the dumb guns, otherwise known as the reliable ones. So, they're really serious about saving lives. Quit wasting my time. Going into hour number three, when we get back, we're going to pull and dissect each lie coming out of Obama's face. This is Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.